as the Willow Springs Bears, as the number four seed, will be the visitors on the scoreboard. They'll start with number 10, that is Paisley Cruddington, a junior. Also starting tonight, number 12, Sidney Stewart, a junior. Number 25, Mackenzie Collins, a senior. A sophomore, Alexis Sigmund, wearing number 32. And, of course, their All-State candidate, Chloe Jones, the junior, wearing number 22 for Coach David Cox and the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And here come the Fair Lady Bobcats wearing the home whites tonight, trimmed in the green and black. It'll be Abby Bowers, who came off of that 29-point performance on Saturday over at Mountain View Birch Street. Riley Davis, the outstanding freshman. Caden Hillis, the junior. Riley Pierce, the senior. And Allie Curley, the senior for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Again, Bowers, Davis, Hillis, Pierce, and Curley for Thayer. It'll be Jones, Cruddington, along with Stewart, Collins, and Sigmund for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Both teams now taking the court. Got our three-man officiating crew, and we're about set for Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. You win or you go home. That's where we are with the district tournaments underway. And by the way, before we get started, we'll say thanks to a couple of our Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game, including Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer, American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker in West Plains, and Southern Hills Auto Plaza helping to bring you the game tonight. And the tip is up, controlled by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They immediately push the ball up to Chloe Jones, takes it to the baseline, dumps it in the middle. They get it to Sigmund, goes up off the window, no good. Abby Bowers yanks down the rebound for Thayer. Lady Bobcats want to run. Bowers up the middle of the floor, bounces it to Hillis on the wing. She'll take it to the top of the key. On the dribble drive. Willow Springs playing a little zone here. Thayer got it over to Bowers. She'll launch her three. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound controlled by Willow Springs. That is Chloe Jones all the way up the floor. Dumps it down inside. The ball off the hands of the Lady Bears out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Just underway. Looks like these two teams want to go at a pretty fast pace. Thayer, I know, you know, the Lady Bobcats average 62 points a game. They want to get there at least. Willow Springs struggles to score a little bit, only averaging 49 points per game. And again, last time these two teams played, Thayer won it. That was just a couple weeks ago. 63-49 was the score as the Lady Bobcats went undefeated in SCA conference play, winning the conference championship for the second straight year. Willow Springs now the basketball. They get it in the corner to Chloe Jones. She fires the three, and it's good out of the left corner. Chloe Jones hits one from downtown. The Willow Springs Lady Bears jump on top by a score of 3-0. Little half-court trap here against the Lady Bobcats, and Davis goes around it and gets fouled. That'll be on number 22, Chloe Jones. Jones called for the foul on the play. They're trying to trap at midcourt. They're looking inbound. Got the ball into Bowers. She'll dump it to Riley Pierce. Goes all the way down inside for Curley. Curley up off the window and in. Allie Curley with the first two of the night for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer back to within one. We played just over a minute here in game one of two on the night. Here they give inside for Willow Springs. Shot is blocked. Rebound comes off to Thayer. Davis feeds ahead to Curley. Curley trying to bounce in the middle. Ball stolen by the Lady Bears. Willow Springs with it. They'll get to Chloe Jones. She'll take it up the left side of the floor. Goes through the middle. Dumps the ball up for Collins. Back to Jones for three more. It's good! Somebody better get a hand in her face. She can flat out shoot it. One of the best shooters in all of Southern Missouri. Certainly in the SCA, Chloe Jones. Thayer with the ball in a half-court set. They feed over to Hillis. Hillis bounces out to Bowers. Now down to Davis. 15-footer by the freshman is up off the window and in. Riley Davis, her first bucket of the night. And Thayer cuts the lead back to two. It's 6-4. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Jones walks it up for Willow Springs. Feeds it on the right side for Stewart. Stewart back to Jones, this time in the right corner. Little dribble drive, now throws it through the lane, into the lane. Shot is up, no good. Rebound down to Willow Springs. Again, a shot, no good. And again, a rebound for Mackenzie Collins, trying to go up with it. Ball is blocked, picked up by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. On the run, Hillis up the floor, steps into the lane, ducks under the defense and scores. Caden Hillis in the open floor is a thrill to watch. She's got all kinds of moves to get to the basket. And has been playing really well the last month or so for Coach Denny Young and the Lady Bobcats. Here Jones with a three-point drive blocked by Curley for Thayer. Lady Bobcats on the three-on-one. They get it to Davis for the left-hand layup. It's good. Riley Davis, her second bucket here in the first quarter. Thayer's out to an 8-6 lead. First lead of the night for the Lady Bobcats. Jones brings it up the floor for Willow Springs, taking her time. Goes through the big bulldog head right in the middle of the floor here at Kabul. Swings the ball in the left corner for Stewart. Stewart dribbles once, now twice, and feeds it back out to Jones. Jones outside her range, I think. Leads the ball in Blaine to Cruddington. She gives it back outside. Collins with a shot. That is no good. And the rebound going to go out of bounds as shot didn't draw iron. It'll be Thayer, Lady Bobcat Ball with an 8-6 lead early here at Kabul. Winner moves to the district championship game on Saturday at 6 o'clock here at the Kabul High School Gym. Thayer beats the half-court trap again. Got the ball to Riley Pierce. Swings it around to Hillis. Hillis back over to Davis. Now to Bowers in the left corner for three. It's off the rim. No good. Curley with a rebound. Back out to Pierce. Back to Curley. She'll try a three, and it's good. Allie Curley from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Here comes Willow Springs in a hurry back on the other end. They get the ball inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebound to the Lady Bears. Back up and in it goes by Alexis Sigmund, and she is fouled on the shot. Foul will be on the Lady Bobcats, Allie Curley. Lady Bobcat Jr. picks up her first foul to go with her five first quarter points. Allie having a good opening stanza here from the Kabul High School Gym. And Sigmund at the line shoots the free throw. It bounces off the rim, no good. She gets it back at the free throw line, shoots again off the back iron, and it falls down through. Alexis Sigmund with a four-point trip down the floor for Willow Springs, and it's back to a one-point Thayer lead, 11-10. Lady Bobcats with the ball. Pierce swings it around to Hillis. Back to Davis. Fake the three. Hands off to Bowers. Quick pass to Hillis. Cutting down the lane. Count it. And one. Caden Hillis, her second bucket of the night. That was great ball movement by the Lady Bobcats. Hillis wide open. And number 32 comes over, tries to block the shot. That is Sigmund. She called for the foul for Willow Springs. Going to the free throw line for the three-point play is Caden Hillis for the Lady Bobcats. Free throw is up. Bounces high off the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by the Lady Bears. That's a good rebound there by Paisley Cruddington. They get the ball to Chloe Jones. She'll bring it up the middle of the floor into the front court. Wings the ball down to the right corner for Stewart. Stewart holds it high. Goes cross court with it. Now they dump it inside. Shot blocked by the Lady Bobcats. We're going to get a whistle. Oh, and one official said clean block. The other one called a foul. Wow, foul's on number three for the Lady Bobcats. And number three, of course, is Riley Davis. Freshman picks up the foul. Go with her 4 points here in the quarter. 3:32 to go. Shooting two free throws is number 10, Paisley Cruddington. First one is up and good. Last possession, or this possession for Willow Springs, great ball movement. And here's another one up. That one is no good. Abby Bowers jinks down her third rebound of the game. Come the Lady Bobcats on the break. Bowers up into the free throw circle, kicks it down to Davis. Little sidestep, fires a three, and it's good. No, it didn't go in. It popped back out. The Thayer Lady Bobcats control the rebound. Pierce to Bowers on the left side wing. Back to Pierce in the corner. Looks at the cutter. Nobody open. That'll give it back out front. Now back in the corner to Davis. The freshman fires another three. That's two in a row. Riley Davis from downtown. She's got 7 points in the quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats have hit threes on the last two possessions. One by Curley and one by Davis. Willow Springs back in the half-court offense. 2:53 to go in the first quarter. Thayer out to a 5-point lead now, 16-11. Willow Springs to the high post. They'll dump it down inside to Sigmund. Going up with a shot, and that's good. Sigmund now with six for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. The big sophomore having a good first quarter. Thayer with a basketball. Got out to Bowers with 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bowers to Hillis trying to get to the bucket. She's going to get fouled on the drive. And that'll be on number 32. That is Sigmund, and that'll be number two on the sophomore from Willow Springs. And immediately, Coach Cox is going to get a player up off the bench, number 42. Looking to check in, Sophia Jackson. And she'll go in for Alexis Sigmund. Sigmund with six of the 13 points for Willow Springs here in the court. She'll be on the bench for the remainder of this period. They're looking inbound the ball here. Pierce going to have to hurry. Finally fires it in. Got it to Davis out near midcourt. Davis on a drive up the sideline. Ball poked away and out of bounds by Chloe Jones. It'll be Thayer, Lady Bobcat Ball. 2:28 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up by three, 16-13. Inbound the ball to Davis. He'll take it to the top of the key. Start the offense from there for the Thayer, Lady Bobcats. Wings it over now into the corner for Bowers. Bowers looking to drive the baseline. Gets stopped. Kicks it back out front to Pierce. Pierce now to Hillis and back to Bowers. Thought about the three. Now gives to Davis cutting through the lane. Couldn't get open for the shot. Now the dribble drive down the baseline. Shoots. No good. Rebound tipped out by Davis. Gathered in by Curley for Thayer. To Hillis. Now to Bowers. She'll step into a three. Bingo! Abby Bowers, her first bucket of the night is from downtown. The Fair Lady Bobcats lead it again by 6. 19-13, our score with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Fair back in that zone, 1-3-1. All goes to Chloe Jones for Willow Springs. She'll fire another long one. It's good. She can flat out shoot it. 9 points for Chloe Jones. She's hit 3 three-pointers already for Willow Springs. And Fair with it. Here's Curley for 3 on the right wing. That one's good. And Allie Curley says, you can do it, I can do it too. That's 2 threes for Allie Curley here in the first quarter. Here's Jones with another one on the other end. That one misses badly. Rebound Hillis, and she gets fouled. Sydney Stewart going to be called for the foul for Willow Springs. Good box out by Caden Hillis and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Lady Bobcats with a 6-point lead and the ball here with 1:19 to go in the first quarter. District semifinal action from the Kabul High School gym. Class 3, District 10. Thayer with the ball goes high post to Hillis. She turns, faces the bucket, leans it down in the corner. Ball deflected out of bounds by Willow Springs. Mackenzie Collins got out there in the passing lane to knock it away. That was going to Davis. Collins didn't tip that ball. Davis is going to get a wide-open look at a three in the corner, and she's deadly from down there. She gets it now up the inbound, gives it to Bowers from the wing for 3 more. That one's no good. And we'll go out of bounds on the other end. It'll be Willow Springs Lady Bear ball. Lady Bears trail by 6 as they come up the floor. Chloe Jones keeping them in it from outside the 3-point arc. Chloe with 9 points in the game. She has hit 3 threes here in the first quarter. 6 points for Sigmund. They have done almost all the scoring for Willow Springs so far. Here's Jones looking to penetrate in the lane. Fell down, trying to pass it out. It's stolen by Curley. Curley, cross court to Hillis. Hillis bounces it down inside. There's a whistle and a foul. Going to be on number 25, Mackenzie Collins. With Hillis trying to bounce it to Davis on the right side of the lane. And Collins couldn't stop her momentum and ran right into her. That was an excuse-me foul on Mackenzie Collins. And they're going to say Davis was, well, no, that's 5 team fouls. Each team with 5 team fouls already. Thayer doesn't have 5. They have 2, but it's 5 on Willow Springs. So Davis at the free throw line shooting 2. First one is up and no good. Freshman misses that one. Uncharacteristic for Riley Davis to miss free throws. Here's substitution for Willow Springs. Number 21, Karis Cochran will check into the game. Number 12, Stewart will check out. 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. Davis trying to add to the Lady Bobcat lead. She hits it. Riley Davis with 8 in the first quarter. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by 7. Biggest lead of the game, 23-16. Down to 30 seconds to go in the quarter as Willow Springs brings across the timeline. They swing it over to Collins. Collins down in the corner now to Cochran. Cochran has it taken away by Allie Curley. Second steal of the game already for Curley. Here's Davis with a drive in the lane. Shoots and scores. Riley Davis with 10 already in the contest. First player in double figures. Lady Bobcat freshman having a night. Here's Willow Springs with the ball. They kick it out. Got it. With 5 seconds to go. And there's a long shot by Jones. Off the front rim. No good. Hillis with a rebound. And that's the end of the first quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Willow Springs Lady Bears 25-16. We'll take time out. Back to Kabul with our second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
And we're back at Kabul, 25-16. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead at the end of one quarter of play. And it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball to open up the quarter. Thayer has hit 4 threes already in the game. 1 by Abby Bowers, 1 by Riley Davis, and 2 for Allie Curley, who also has a pair of steals. Abby Bowers with 5 rebounds in that first quarter to go with her 3 points. Riley Davis handles the ball in the backcourt, brings in the front court, starts the offense for Thayer. They'll swing it down to Bowers, down under the bucket, kicks it back outside and around the horn to Davis. Davis looking to penetrate, moves into the lane, gets the shot up off the window. Count it. Will they count the bucket? Foul's going to be on number 25. Collins going to be called for a push. They're going to call it on the floor, so no free throws here for Davis. Thayer inbound the ball down under the bucket. Riley Pierce looking the trigger, got it to Bowers. Bowers cross court to Hillis. She tries to line up a three, now swings over to Davis. Quick trigger on the three, it's good. Riley Davis, 13 first half points for the freshman. And Thayer leads it by 12, 28-16. And here's a steal right there at midcourt. Allie Curley got it to Davis. Comes it down to Hillis going to the bucket. She has it. Ooh, off her hands and out of bounds. Well, Denny Young, I think, looking for a foul on that. I thought so, too. A lot of contact down there as Hillis tried to make the catch. And here comes Thayer with a little bit of full court pressure now. Willow with it in the backcourt. Jackson, long pass up the court. They got it over to Stewart. Stewart back outside to Jones. Jones is going to get fouled by Curley. She makes the move up the left side. Curley going to be called for the hold. That'll be foul number 2 on Allie. And we'll see if Coach Denny Young gets a sub up off the bench. Don't think so yet. They are up by 12. Willow Springs with the ball. They got it out top. Down to the high post. They go to Creddington. She'll dump it inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebound to Hillis for Thayer. Lady Bobcats dominating the boards here of late. And got it on the offensive end. Davis for 3 out of the corner. That one bounces off the rim. No good. She gets her rebound back. Gives it to Bowers. Puts it up in the lane. No. Rebound volleyed up and around. Finally controlled by Chloe Jones for Willow Springs. She's off on the break. Jones races up the floor. Steps into the lane. Little running one-hander is up. And they're going to call her for a travel. Yep. She said, I was juggling the ball. It doesn't matter. She had it. She might have been juggling it, but then she caught it after taking a step. That's a travel. So Thayer brings it the other way with a 12-point lead. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Davis on the wing. Gets down to Bowers in the corner. Out to Pierce. Riley back to Davis. Makes the three. Dumps it down inside. We get a 3-second call on the Lady Bobcats. You don't see that call very often, but that's the second time in the last week I've seen a 3-second call. Hardly ever see it, as a matter of fact, but they called it there. Willow Springs with the ball in the backcourt. Oh, almost a steal by Hillis. They get up across the timeline to Jones. Jones penetrates into the lane, going to the bucket. Shot is blocked by Davis, and Curley had a hand on the rebound, but it had a foot out of bounds. That was a good play by Davis getting back on the defense. As Jones went up for the shot, she just reached up with one hand and swatted it away. Jones will trigger it in for Willow Springs down under the bucket. Brings it way out front for Stewart. Stewart trying to go back down the corner. Ball stolen by Davis. Davis long pass up the floor to Hillis. Makes the catch. Shoots. Oh, didn't get it to go down. And a rebound control by Jones for Willow Springs. Good hustle by Chloe. Jones going the other way. Dumping the ball into the paint. Too far into the bucket. Back outside it goes for Jackson. She shoots and scores. Nice ball movement there for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. It's back to a 10-point Thayer lead with the basketball. Davis, way out front, shoots a long three. It's no good. And a foul on the rebound. No, they're going to say the ball hit the support up on top of the basket. And we're going to get a timeout call. Coach Denny Young wants a timeout to talk to his Lady Bobcats. 5:48 to go in the first half. Thayer leads 28-18. We'll be back to the district semifinals at Kabul in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
We're back at Kabul where the Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Willow Springs Lady Bears are playing in the first half. 5:48 to go in the half. It'll be Willow Springs Lady Bear basketball. Thayer leads it by 10, 28-18. Lady Bobcats had a 9-point lead, 25-16 at the first quarter break. And Willow Springs with the ball. They beat the press. Chloe Jones steps into the lane. Little fadeaway jumper is up and good. Young lady can play. She's got 11. Just a junior. one of the better players in the SCA. Here's Curley on the other end for Thayer, shooting a three. That one's off the rim. No. Hillis rebounds it. Couldn't follow it in. Oh, we got a whistle and a foul going to be called. As Hillis went up with a shot, she got bumped. Number 42 called for a foul. That is Sophia Jackson. Will be her first of the afternoon. The early evening, whatever you say. And Hillis at the line to shoot two for the Lady Bobcats. First one is up and rolls off the rim. No good. Caden will shoot another. Hillis with 4 points, all of those in the first quarter. Looking for her first point here in the second. This one is up and good. It took all the rim to get it in, but it fell through. Caden Hillis now with 5 points in the first half. The Thayer Lady Bobcats out to a 9-point lead again, 29-20. Little Springs with the ball. Chloe Jones up the left side, almost lost it out of bounds. Loose ball picked up by Bowers. Thayer, the long lead out to Davis, all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Riley Davis with 15, and good eyes by Abby Bowers, the senior, to see her teammates streaking down the court with nobody on her. That was an easy assist and easy bucket for Davis. Here's Willow Springs with it on the offensive end. We get a whistle. We got a push going to be called on Riley Pierce. Pierce going to be called for a foul here. She says, she hit me in the face. And Lady was dribbling the ball, reached out with her hand, and got Riley right in the face. Substitution for Thayer. Kinsley Regal checks in. Willow Springs, inbound the ball, wide open with a shot is number 12, Sydney Stewart. She misses it. Rebound Thayer. They get the long lead pass up to Hillis. Hillis kind of dump it over to Davis, and an offensive foul going to be called on Caden Hillis. A little body control foul there. She had the right idea to give it up to a teammate open on the other side, but then you've got to stop your momentum. She ran right over the defensive player. It's a good play by the Lady Bears. And down by 11, Willow Springs has got the ball back with 4:42 to go in the first half. Jones into the front court. Kicks it on the left side for Collins. Holds it high above her head over on the wing. Now gives it in the corner to Stewart. Sydney, long pass in the lane. Brought down and scores. Number 10, Crennington. Her first bucket of the ball game. Thayer quick down the floor on the other end. Got it to Pierce. Pierce to Bowers. And a foul going to be whistled on the Willow Springs Lady Bears as Bowers made a nice cut. Down the right side of the lane, fouls on number 12, Sydney Stewart. That'll be her second, and team foul number 3 here in the second quarter. Thayer will inbound the ball down under the bucket with 4:21 remaining in the first half. Leading by 11. They get it in, actually leading by 9. I'm sorry, 31-22. And Bowers makes a grab in the lane and gets fouled again by Stewart. That's 3 on Stewart. She will immediately come out of the ball game. Number 21 checking in, Karis Cochran. Played a little in the first quarter. And Thayer will inbound it again down under the bucket. They'll bring it out front to Bowers. Catches it about the 3-point line. Gives to Davis cutting through the lane. Little turnaround jumper is up off the rim. No good. Rebound, Regal. Regal trying to go back up. Has her shot blocked. And the loose ball picked up by Chloe Jones for Willow Springs. Lady Bears on the break. Thayer got back defensively. Jones in the lane. Lays it up soft. And it goes in. Chloe Jones got that one up over the outstretched arms of Abby Bowers and got the fall through. Thayer with the ball. Bowers looking to step into a three. No. Penetrates in the lane. Out to Regal. She'll fire away. That one is up off the rim. No good. Jones with a rebound. Willow Springs has fought back to within 11, or by 7 now. They were down by 11 a moment ago. They're off on a 4-0 run. Jones with it out around the 3-point line. We're going to get a whistle and a foul going to be whistled on Caden Hillis. Trying to fight through a screen. I could see it from here. She made contact with the screen and then just reached out and shoved the defensive player with one hand. And Hillis will come to the Bobcat sideline. Allie Curley checks back in the game. So Hillis to the sideline with those two fouls. Willow Springs with the ball. Chloe Jones with a long 3-point shot over Regal. And the shot didn't draw iron. Goes out of bounds on the end line. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. Things have gotten a little bit sloppy here. Down to that point in the half when players start getting tired. Down to 3:20 to go in the half. And there's a pass by Regal into the lane. Is intercepted by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They get it to Chloe Jones. She'll dump it down inside. Shot is up. No, but a whistle and a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcat. And number 42, Sophia Jackson, going to go to the line and shoot two for the Willow Bears. Fouls on number 12, Abby Bowers for the Lady Bobcats. And that is team foul number 5 on the Lady Bobcats. The Willow Springs will be shooting 2 for the remainder of the half. And the first one is up for Sophia Jackson and good. Sophia off the bench with 3 points. Looking to shoot another. Down to a 6-point Lady Bobcat lead here. And Jackson with another one makes it a 5-point Lady Bobcat lead, 31-26. They are hadn't scored in a while. They'll dump the ball down to Regal in the corner. Regal trying to work away from the defense is going to get fouled. Number 10, Paisley Cruddington, will be called for the foul. This game may come down to a matter of attrition. Who's got the deepest bench, because both teams starting to rack up some fouls. That is team foul number 5 in the quarter on Willow Springs. We've still got 3 minutes to go in the first half. First free throw by the freshman Kinsley Regal is up off the rim and no good. He will shoot another, trying to get the lead back to 6 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They are led by 9 at the quarter break. Willow Springs has outscored them in this quarter. Second free throw is short off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to the Willow Springs Bears. They get it over to Jones. She worked in the backcourt against Davis. A crossover dribble to shake the defense into the front court. And now Jones going into the lane. Her one-handed shot is blocked. Gets it back and goes to the rest and scores. Chloe Jones now with 15 for Willow Springs. The Fair Lady Bobcats have kind of hit a wall offensively here. They haven't scored in a while. It's 31-28. 3-point lead for the Lady Bobcats. Here's Davis. Trying to get the ball down in the corner. It's off the hands of Riley Pierce and out of bounds. And substitution for Willow Springs, or for Thayer, Regal will check out of the game as Caden Hillis is back in. So Thayer back to the starters on the floor. 31-28, Willow Springs can get back to within one here. Maybe tie it if Jones gets loose for another three. She's hit 3 of them already. She fires one here. That one's off the back iron. No good. Hillis now the rebound for Thayer. Trying to dribble out of the pack. Now looking to get rid of the ball. Does to Ballard. Thayer's got a 4-on-3 opportunity here as they go into the floor. Bowers all the way to the bucket. Lays it up with the right hand. No good. Didn't go up strong with it. Tried to kind of scoop it up there and left it short. Willow Springs with the ball back. Chance to get to within one. They're going to try for the tie. A 3-point shot is off the rim. No good. Rebound Davis for Thayer. Off on the run with Hillis. And Davis will take it all the way to the bucket. Got fouled. No call. And Willow Springs has got it going the other way off the rebound. Here's a shot and a foul on the other end on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Number 10, Cruddington, got behind the defense. And they're going to call it on Abby Bowers, I believe. Yep. Bowers trying to get back and block the shot. Don't know how there wasn't a foul on the offensive end for Thayer there on the layup by Davis. Lead coach Denny Young's talking about that right now. And here's the first free throw up. It is no good for Paisley Cruddington. Substitution now for Willow Springs. Collins. Mackenzie Collins will check out of the game. And number 23, Emma Grogan, is in for the first time tonight. Second free throw is up. That one rattles in and out. No good. Hillis with another rebound for Thayer. She runs the floor up the right side. Bounces it to Curley. Curley into the lane. Back out to Bowers. Straight on for 3. Up the front rim. No good. Bowers trying to get dialed in. She's only hit one shot tonight. It was a 3-pointer. Here's Chloe Jones for Willow Springs. Dribbler off her foot. Now picks it up and gets it right back. Hillis comes out to guard her because she's in range about the time she crosses midcourt. A minute 22 to go in the first half. Thayer with the lead, and there's a steal by Bowers and Curley. Bowers tipped it. Curley picked it up. Bowers coming the other way to the free throw line. Shoots, no good. Rebound volleyed around and controlled by Jackson for Willow Springs, and here come the Lady Bears. Chance to get back to within one before the halftime break. Willow Springs has outscored Thayer 12-7 in this quarter. Back to within 3. They bounce it inside, now back outside, and back to Cruddington on top of the key. She'll give it to Jones. Jones working on the dribble. Backs it out around the Bulldogs on the left side of the floor. Wings the ball right side, got it there to Grogan. Grogan back out to Jones with 35 seconds to go. Jones lets one fly from downtown. That one's off the rim, no good. Allie Curley with a rebound for Thayer and gets fouled on the play. Either Cruddington or it's number 42, Sophia Jackson. That'll be number 2 on her off the bench. And we should be walking the other end to shoot free throws. We will. Allie Curley to go to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats with 30 seconds left in the first half. Thayer leads it by 3, 31-28. First free throw for Allie Curley is on the way, and it's good. Allie with 9 points in the first half of the Fair Lady Bobcats, having one of the best games she's had all year. And substitution now for Willow Springs as Jackson comes off the floor. Lady Bears will send in number 11, Allie Adams, a sophomore. Second free throw for Curley, trying to make it a five-point lead. It's good. Allie Curley steps to the line, knocks them down. 10 points and a half for Allie Curley. Here come the Willow Springs Lady Bears, and they look like they want to hold for the final shot of the half. 33-28, Fair by five. Willow Springs with it. They go to the high post for Sigmund. Sigmund lays it back outside, and now back out on top. And over to Cochran. Cochran gives to Jones, cutting down the lane. She shoots and scores. Jones with 17 and a half. Fair coming the other way in a hurry. Got it to Hillis. Now to Pierce, 2 seconds. Out top, Jones, or Davis for three, and it's no good. And that's the end of our first half. Our score, 33-30. Fair Lady Bobcats lead the Willow Springs Lady Bears by three at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PPG paint and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
We're back here at the Cabool High School. It's halftime of our game, semifinal game number one, as the Thayer Lady Bobcats, the number one seed, have a lead at the half, 33-30. Thayer actually got out to a 9-point lead at the end of the first quarter and scored 25 points in the quarter, but they only scored 8 in the second quarter as the Lady Bobcats just went stone cold from the perimeter. Riley Davis with 15 points in the game for Thayer, kind of keeping the Lady Bobcats on top. Chloe Jones has answered with 17 for the Lady Bears, and that's kind of keeping them in the ballgame. But again, 33-30 is your halftime score. You're listening to the Thayer Lady Bobcat Halftime Report, powered by Community First Banking Company. And I want to say thanks to some of our Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Foods and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, and the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, just some of your Lady Bobcat boosters. All right, Thayer, the number one seed, the Lady Bobcats being pushed by number four, Willow Springs, 33-30. Lady Bobcats with the lead here at the half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more of your Community First Banking Company Halftime Report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
And we're back at halftime. Hope you're enjoying our Community First Banking Company halftime report. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead, 33-30 over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Tale of two quarters. Thayer dominated the first quarter, led by 9, 25-16 at the end of one. And then Willow Springs outscored them 14-8 in the second quarter. And let's run down that scoring for you. First up, for the Willow Springs Lady Bears, led by their outstanding junior, Chloe Jones, 17 first-half points. 6 for Alexis Sigmund before she got in foul trouble, 4 for Sophia Jackson off the bench, and a 3 for Paisley Cruddington. That was not a 3. She had a 2-pointer and a free throw. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats are led by the freshman, Riley Davis. She has 15 in the first half. 10 points for Allie Curley, the junior, having a good night tonight. 5 for Caden Hillis, and just 1 3-pointer for Abby Bowers. Only 4 Lady Bobcats have scored in the game. Only 4 Willow Springs Lady Bears. When you look at foul trouble, both teams getting in a little bit of trouble. Sydney Stewart has 3 fouls in the first half for Willow Springs. Mackenzie Collins with 2. Alexis Sigmund with 2. And Sophia Jackson with 2. Cruddington has 1. And Jones has 1. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, not quite as critical of foul trouble as Willow Springs, but still Abby Bowers, Caden Hillis, and Allie Curley all have 2. And Riley Davis with just 1 in the first half. Again, Thayer leads at 33-30, the top seed being pushed by number 4. This is what district tournament time is all about, folks. You never know. Throw those regular season records out the window. Throw the seedings out the window if you want, because it's win or go home, and you just don't know how teams are going to react, how the young ladies are going to react on the floor. Sometimes it affects them positively, sometimes negatively, and kind of early to tell in this one, but Thayer Lady Bobcats are being pushed by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Again, 33-30, our halftime report, or our halftime score, Thayer with the lead by 3. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer. And sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PBG paint and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
We're back at the Capul High School gym. Both teams are taking the floor, getting ready for our second half. Thayer Lady Bobcats, the number one seed, lead the Willow Springs Lady Bears 33-30 at the intermission. Probably want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, and active chiropractic and acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains. Willow Springs Lady Bears open the second half with the ball. Both teams are back to the starters on the floor. Willow Springs immediately goes inside. Shot is no good. Rebound to Sigmund, who puts it back up and in. She's got 8 points for Willow Springs. Thayer with it. Quick into the half-court offense. Davis swings it on the right side to Hillis. Hillis with a nice catch and a high pass. Dribbles into the lane. Has the ball poked away. Davis picks it up for Thayer. Now to Bowers. Bowers dribbles out to the wing. Long cross-court pass to Pierce. Pierce out to Hillis on top. Hillis looking to penetrate. Goes around the defense all the way to bucket. They're going to call a foul on the floor. It's going to be on Sigmund, number 32, I believe. Yeah, it is. Sigmund reached out and kind of got Hillis right across the face with a forearm. Hillis went around her defensively. Thayer will inbound the ball down on the bucket. Got it into Davis. Davis looking to penetrate. Now back out to Bowers. Bowers thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Get down to Curley. She'll fire a three out of the corner. That's an air ball. No good. And a rebound to Willow Springs. Lady Bears with a chance to get back on the lead here. If they score a bucket, they get it inside to Sigmund. Shoots, no good. Gets their own rebound. Couldn't follow it. Rebound to Cruddington. Cruddington has it taken away by Hillis. Lady Bobcats off on the break. Hillis up the left side. Bounces around to Davis. Davis in traffic. Couldn't get the shot to go down. And we get a foul on the rebound. Going to be on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. I believe they're going to get either Hillis or Davis. They call it on Hillis, and that'll be foul number three on Caden Hillis for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Hillis waited about two steps too long to make that pass. Now substitution for Thayer. Allie Curley checks out of the game. Savannah Wheeler in for the first time tonight for Coach Denny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Willow Springs again with a chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. Well, first time since the initial 3-0 lead. They work the ball cross court. Oh! Ball gets loose on the floor. A mad scramble after it. We get a hell ball called, finally. And possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 6:31 to go in the third. Business is picking up. Willow Springs back within one here, 33-32. And the Lady Bobcats just having trouble putting the ball in the hole right now. They have gone stone cold, whether it's short shots in the lane or the three ball. Here's Davis with it. We'll give it to Riley Pierce. Back to Davis. Fires a three out of the corner. That's bingo. Riley Davis hits one from deep in the corner. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Lady Bobcats back up four. Chloe Jones with it for Willow Springs. Trying to dump it down inside. DeCollins cutting to down the baseline. The ball bounces off her hands out of bounds. Thayer will get it back here with 6 minutes to go in the third. Allie Curley checking back in the game. Coach Denny Young just wanted to get a word or two with the junior and see what we do here. Lady Bobcats will inbound the ball. Got to Davis. She'll bring it up the floor. 36-32, Thayer with a four-point lead and the basketball. Davis moves off the screen, gives over to Riley Pierce, now to Hillis, back to Davis, around to Bowers on the left side wing. Back out top to Davis. Davis, her pass is deflected by Chloe Jones, picked up by Bowers. And Bowers trying to throw a pass across the lane. It is intercepted by Cruddington for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They give to Jones. Jones dumps it inside Sigmund, back out to Jones, playing inside out for three, and it's good. Chloe Jones now with 20 in the game. That makes it a one-point game again. Thayer with the basketball and the lead. 5:28 to go in the third. Lady Bobcats work around the perimeter. Got the ball to Pierce. Riley looks in the lane. Nobody open. Now Bowers fires away from three-point land. The ball bounces up off the rim and hits the support mechanism on top of the basket, and it'll belong to the Willow Springs Lady Bears. So Lady Bears with the ball, chance to take the lead. And again, remember, Jones hit a three to open the game, gave Willow Springs a 3-0 lead. Thayer came back and eventually went up 4-3. Willow Springs has trailed ever since, and then they throw it away again. Jones tried to get it down in the corner, and the pass goes off the hands of Sydney Stewart out of bounds. So Thayer gets it back with a one-point lead, chance to add to it here. Davis will bring it into the front court for the Lady Bobcats. Moves off the screen to the right side, now spins back to the left. Gives to Hillis, cutting across the top of the lane. She'll give to Pierce. Riley backs it out. Thayer will reset the offensive set from the top of the key. Actually out near midcourt, Davis takes the ball. Moves off the screen to the right wing, gives it to Bowers. Bowers trying to bounce it inside to Curley. The ball is intercepted by Stewart. Nice play by Stewart for Willow Springs. And the Lady Bears with the ball back. Get it to the high post to Cruddington. She'll kick it outside to Collins. And on the right side now to Stewart. Stewart trying to go to high post. Ball deflected. And Davis has got it for the Lady Bobcats. Spinning in the lane. It's going to get fouled on the drive. They're going to call it on the spin before the shot. And a foul will be on number 12. That is Sydney Stewart. And that'll be number 4 on Sydney Stewart for Willow Springs. And she will come off the floor. Number 21 will check in. That is Karis Cochran. Lady Bears lose a little bit of size in that exchange. Thayer will inbound the ball out front. They got it to Hillis. Hillis cuts down the left side of the lane. Kicks to Curley in the corner for 3. Off the rim, no good. Rebound run down in the corner by Jones for Willow Springs. Lady Bears with a chance to take the lead. Here's Jones in the lane. Has the ball poked away. Picked up by the Lady Bobcats. Long pass up the floor to Davis, who will drive for the layup. Riley Davis now with 20 in the game. The freshman trying to carry the Lady Bobcats here, who now lead it by 3. Thayer puts on a little full-court pressure. Willow Springs will break it. Got to Collins. 17-footer. Good. Number 25, Mackenzie Collins, her first point of the game. Thayer breaks the full-court pressure to Pierce in the corner for 3. Oh, they call it a 2. Had a toe on the line. Riley Pierce, her first bucket of the night. And it puts Thayer back up by 3. Lady Bobcats forced a turnover with the 2-2-1 pressure. Now Willow Springs breaks it this time. Got it across the timeline anyway. We're going to get a bump out. Oh, we get a carry. Going to be called on Jones. I thought they were going to get Davis for the bump, but Jones carried the ball. So a turnover on Willow Springs. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats have the ball back. 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Leading by 3, 40-37. Davis into the front court. Gives it up on the wing to Bowers. Now back out to Pierce. Back to Bowers. Bowers to the cutter in the lane. That's Hillis. Her shot is blocked. But a foul going to be called on Sigmund. Sigmund argues the call. The official still taking a look. And a foul on Sigmund. That'll be number 4 on Alexis Sigmund. And Coach Cox wants an explanation while Caden Hillis is at the line shooting free throws. First one is no good. Now Sigmund going to come off the floor. Number 42, Sophia Jackson will check in. Sophia had to play a lot in the first half. Scored 4 points for the Lady Bears. And second free throw for Caden Hillis, trying to make it a 4-point Lady Bobcat lead. It's good. Hillis with her first point of the second half. She's got 6 in the game. Thayer leads it by 4, 41-37. Jones in the backcourt working against Lady Bobcat double team. Now lobs it up across the timeline to Cochran. Cochran has it stolen by Hillis. Hillis leads it up to Davis, who will go to the bucket, shoot, and score. Riley Davis with 22, and the Willow Springs Lady Bears won a timeout. 43-37, Thayer out to a 6-point lead with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll be back to Kabul in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including Thayer Walmart, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, and Allen Supported Living Thayer. Charlotte Allen, your owner there, Lady Bobcat Booster. Thayer back out to a six-point advantage now with just under 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Willow Springs with the ball out of the timeout. They get the ball to Jackson. Jackson holds it at the high post. Dribbles one time, now gives it to Collins. Collins goes right side to Cochran. Cochran trying to throw it cross court and threw it out of bounds. The Willow Springs Lady Bears with a turnover. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 2:48 to go in the third quarter. Lady Bobcat started finding the range offensively here in this third quarter. They get the ball down to Pierce. Pierce gives to a cutter in the lane. That is Hillis. Her shot blocked. Bowers with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. Abby Bowers got to be nearing double digits already on rebounds and has now got 5 points in the game. Willow Springs breaks the press. Got the ball down inside. Outside now to Jones. Bowers jumps out on her and let her shoot the three. She's got it on the dribble drive. Now does shoot the three. That's up off the rim. No good. Rebound gets on the ground. Bowers has got it. Long pass up the court to Hillis. Hillis to the rack. Has her shot blocked and a foul going to be called. I believe that'll be on Chloe Jones. Was not going to let Hillis shoot the uncontested layup. It is number 22. Chloe Jones called for the foul. Hard foul. And Caden Hillis back to the free throw line. Caden hit one a moment ago. Put Thayer back up by six. Trying to add to the 8-point lead now. And free throw is good. Hillis now with 7 points in the game. Averages about 15 a night. Well below that so far in this one, but a lot of time left to play. Second one's up and good for Hillis. 8 points on the night for Caden. The Lady Bobcat Jr. starting to come alive here. Thayer, again, backcourt pressure with a 10-point lead, and Jones dribbles through everybody. Going down the left side of the lane all the way. The basket shot, no good. Bowers with another rebound. Kicks it out to Davis. Davis trying to feed it over to Hillis. And the ball deflected and out of bounds. That's a good defensive play there by number 21, Karis Cochran, the junior for Willow Springs. Playing on both ends of the floor. Got back defensively and disrupted a sure two for Thayer. Lady Bobcats inbound the ball to Davis. She'll bring it out top. Thayer will set the offense from there. Davis leans on the left side to Curley. Curley down the corner to Pierce. Looking inside. Nobody open. And she's going to get fouled as she makes a dribble drive. Foul on number 42, Sophia Jackson. That'll be the third on Jackson. So Stewart and Sigmund each with four. Three now on Jackson. There, Lady Bobcats keep pounding that ball inside and drawing those fouls. And going to the free throw line to shoot two is Riley Pierce. Riley has not scored in the game tonight. First free throw is up, and the senior has it bounce off both sides of the rim and bounce out. She'll shoot another one here, trying to add to the 10-point Lady Bobcat lead. They're led by as many as 12 in the first half. Willow's cut it to one here in the third quarter, but Thayer's run it back out to 10 and now 11 as Pierce with her third point of the game, one for two from the free throw line. Again, full court pressure by the Lady Bobcats. Jones dribbles around it, trying to feed it in the paint. Ball stolen by Curley. Lady Bobcats out on the run. Davis up the right side. She'll spot up. Give it out to Bowers, top of the key. Abby going into the lane, all the way to the rack, misses the layup, and a rebound control by the Lady Bears. Chloe Jones has got it. Races up the floor, but the Lady Bobcat defense got back there. Here's a pass down in the middle, stolen by Bowers again. Bowers off on the dribble drive, long pass over to Hillis, down the corner to Davis for three, up the front of the rim, no good. That would have been a huge basket in that situation. Thayer up by 11 with the ball. Jones. Oh, should have been a foul there on Davis. No call. Jones moves off the screen on the right side, and now an offensive foul on Chloe Jones. Yep, Chloe Jones getting frustrated. I would agree there should have been a foul on Davis out in the open floor. Then going up the sideline, Chloe Jones out of frustration, I think, more than anything else, because the Lady Bobcats are just covering her up. She has lowered a shoulder into Caden Hillis, knocked her to the ground. Call for the charge. They'll be foul number three on Chloe Jones tonight. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats will inbound the ball with the 11-point lead, 48-37. We're down under a minute to go in the third quarter. Thayer's regained control of this game after kind of giving it up for a little while. They've got it out front. Davis take it to the top of the key. Thayer may hold for the final shot of the quarter. They go to Curley on the left side wing, dumps it high post to Savannah Wheeler, who just checked in. Now outside to Pierce, back to Wheeler, back out to Curley, back to Pierce on top, 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Davis now to Bowers. Bowers looks like she wants to shoot it. Does from the baseline. It's no good. And rebound controlled by Willow Springs. They'll push it out to Jones. Jones up the left sideline. Lady Bobcats get on her. She dribbles around the double team into the lane. Shot is blocked by Wheeler. Loose ball to Willow Springs. They get it back to Jones. Looking for the three. Couldn't get open. Feeds it in the corner. Long shot is up. No good. Rebound off the hands of Willow Springs and out of bounds with 11 seconds to go in the first half. Coach Denny Young holds up one finger. They'll definitely hold it for the final shot here. Davis bringing it into the front court with an 11-point lead. Thayer wanting to go into the fourth quarter. Here's a pass down inside to Wheeler. Shoots at the buzzer. No good. Oh, they got exactly what they wanted. Wheeler didn't finish. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, Thayer 48, Willow Springs 37. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back, set for our fourth quarter of the game. It'll be Willow Springs ball to open the fourth quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats are out to an 11-point lead. They outscored Willow Springs 15-7 in the third quarter to regain control of this ballgame. Thayer led 25-16 at the end of one quarter, 33-30 at the half, and now up by 11. Willow Springs with the ball. They get it out front to Collins. Collins holds it there, feeds over on the right to Stewart. Stewart goes toward the lane, puts up a shot, no good. And Lady Bobcats might have got away with a foul again there. I thought Curley might have been over the back, but ball goes out of bounds off of Curley's hands. It'll be Willow Springs Bears ball inbound under the bucket. Oh, and they bounced it off the back of a Lady Bobcat. And then Jones picked it up, shoots, and gets fouled on the shot. Nice play by the junior, Chloe Jones. And going to the free throw line, Chloe Jones for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Foul on the Lady Bobcats is on number two, Riley Davis. Be her second of the night. Jones trying to add to her point total at the free throw line. Hits the first one. 21 points now for Chloe Jones. 21 of the 38 for Willow Springs. Cuts the lead back to 10, trying to make it a 9-point game, and she hits them both. Only 5 points in the second half for Chloe Jones after having 17 in the first. Lady Bobcats are good at good job of not allowing her to shoot the ball in this second half. Thayer with the ball down on the offensive end. They'll lob one down inside to Bowers. Turn, shoot, no. Rebound off the hands of the Lady Bobcats and out of bounds. It'll be Willow Springs Lady Bear ball. Winner of this one will get the winner of the Liberty Licking game in the finals on Saturday night here at Kabul in the Class 3 District 10 tournament. Semi-final action, Willow Springs Lady Bears with the ball. Sigmund's got it high post, feeds out to Jones. Jones trying to dribble her way away from traffic. Now feeds it down to Collins. Collins trying to get it back to Jones. It's stolen by Davis. Davis up the right sideline. Little hesitation move, goes all the way up into the corner on the dribble. Now feeds it back out front. Ball almost stolen, now is taken away by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Sigmund with a steal to Jones for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off the hands of Willow Springs. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 6:49 to go. Oh, that was a big three right there. If it would have went for Jones, that would have made it a 6-point game again. Actually, would have made it a 7-point game. No, six. And here's, ball poked away from Davis, goes into the backcourt. She runs it down for Thayer. Got it down the corner to Pierce for three. It's good! Riley Pierce from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Riley with 6 points now, all in this second half. Willow Springs with it, trying to dump it inside to Cruddington. Ball poked away by Abby Bowers and out of bounds. Willow Springs will trigger it in. Down by 12, 51-39. With that three-point shot. Such a weapon. Willow Springs inbounds the ball in the paint. Shot is up, no good. And the rebound comes down to Sigmund. Sigmund trying to feed it out front. Ball is poked away by the defense. And now Hillis takes it away from Collins, but I believe they're going to get Hillis for a foul. Yep, foul on Caden Hillis, and that'll be foul number four on Caden. First Lady Bobcat with four. Comes with 6-11 to play in the game, and Coach Denny Young going to get Riley Jo Sorrell up off the Lady Bobcat bench. She'll go in for Hillis. Another Lady Bobcat freshman. They've got two on the floor, along with the two seniors and a junior right now. And we're going to get a timeout call by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. 51-39, Thayer leads by 12, 6-11 to go in the game. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats!
Well, Fair Lady Bobcats lead by 11 here, or actually with 12, 51-39. I'm not a mathematician. Right? I'm fast at math. I'm just not always right. Oh, and some of the lights have just went out here in the gymnasium. Anyway, Willow Springs will play on. Chloe Jones has got it, going up the right side, gives the ball to Cruddington at the high post, and now we're getting an official timeout. Well, to get the lights turned back on, don't know what happened there. Willow Springs will inbound the ball. Somebody must have bumped the light switch somewhere. Anyway, they are Willow Springs will inbound. They bring it into Chloe Jones in the backcourt. Ooh, she double dribbled. There was no call. Riley Jo Sorrell on her. She gives the ball to the high post. Now inside, ball stolen by Curley for Thayer. Alec dribbles up across the timeline. Now waits and gives it to Riley Davis. Lady Bobcat. Time is their friend right now. Davis penetrates in the lane, gives it out to Pierce for three more. Yes, ma'am. Riley Pierce has hit two in a row from downtown. Brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Fair Lady Bobcats now the 15-point advantage. And we're going to get a backcourt foul on Riley Jo Sorrell trying to guard Chloe Jones. Riley Jo called for the foul will be her first of the night. And Jones off the inbound. Goes behind the back with a dribble. Foul loses the dribble. Picks up the ball. Going to hand it to Collins. Collins lost the handle. Ball into the lane is deflected and stolen by Allie Curley again. Curley out to Davis. So Thayer with a 15-point lead and the ball. 5:19 to go in the game. Davis. Oh, nice crossover dribble to get free in the lane. Looks to go up with a shot. No, she's going to get fouled. And that'll be either Jones or Sigmund. And it is 22, Chloe Jones. That'll be foul number four on the outstanding junior from Willow Springs. Non-shooting foul, first team foul here in the fourth quarter. They're inbounds, and the inbound pass is deflected by Sigmund and goes out of bounds. Willow Springs Lady Bears with only one senior on this team. That's Mackenzie Collins. They're going to be a force to reckon with in the future. They're inbounds to ball way out front to Riley Davis. 5 minutes to go in the game. Davis working out front against Collins. Just dribbles it out there. Collins not within distance to get a five-second call. Now Davis gives it up to Pierce. Riley will back it out for Thayer. Hand it right back to Davis. Davis double-teamed in the corner. Spins away from it on the dribble drive. Penetrates into lane and now gets fouled. And that'll be on Chloe Jones. And I believe that'll be number five. Yes, it is. For 22, Chloe Jones has just fouled out of the game with 4:47 to play. Riley Jones has fouled out of the ballgame. 22 of the 39 points for Willow Springs is walking off the floor right now. Young lady is an outstanding player. apparently was not aware she had four fouls. Upset at herself as she goes to the Lady Bear bench. Bear Lady Bobcats inbound the ball. 4:44 to go in the game, leading by 15. Bowers with it on the left side, gives out to Curley. Curley, right side to Sarl. Sarl trying to dump it inside for Bowers. The ball is deflected and stolen by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Where's the offense going to come from? They got to work it into Sigmund. She's their second high scorer in the game with 8. They've got it to Stewart. Stewart on the left side trying to dump it in to Smith, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That'll be on Allie Curley. That'll be foul number 3 on Allie. Substitution for Thayer. Riley Joe Sarl leaves the floor, and Caden Hillis will check back in with those 4 fouls with 4:20 to play in the game. Willow Springs will inbound it in the lane. Got it down inside, now back outside. 3-point shot is up, and it's good! Number 23, Emma Grogan. Hits one from downtown. That's a much-needed bucket for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Makes it a 12-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead with 4 minutes exactly to play in the game. Thayer Lady Bobcats punched the ball on the right side on the wing. Outside to Pierce for 3 more. Yes, ma'am! Riley Pierce with her 3rd 3-pointer of the second half. She's got 12, all of them in this second half of play. Willow Springs with the ball. Got it to Sigmund. Sigmund back outside to Stewart. Stewart takes it down in the corner, trying to feed it back out front. Ball deflected by the Lady Bobcat defense and goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Down to 3.5 minutes to go. Thayer Lady Bobcats trying to punch their ticket to the district finals on Saturday. Willow Springs inbounds it. Out on the right side, they'll dump it down low inside. The ball off the hands of Sigmund and out of bounds. Couldn't bring it in, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats will have the ball back with a 15-point lead, 57-42. Riley Davis walking it up the floor, down to 3:25 to go. She crosses the timeline. Hands the ball to Abby Bowers. Abby out of Hillis. Lady Bobcats with a 3-guard front. Oh, and they got to go to Bowers in the lane. Ball gets loose, and Bowers trying to punch it out to a teammate. Punches it all the way out of bounds. Well, Thayer turns it over with 3:14 to go, leading by 15 points. Willow Springs looking for a bucket. Grogan hit that 3 a moment ago. She's got the ball now, brings it across the timeline over to Stewart. Stewart tried to get it in the lane, and the ball is stolen again by Allie Curley. Curley hands it to Davis, who will just stand at the volleyball line and hold it on her hip. Now puts it on the floor. Spins toward the lane. Kicks it down to the corner. Now back out to Pierce. Pierce going to Bowers down the low blocks. Outside to Curley for 3. Bingo! Allie Curley with her 3rd 3-pointer of the night. She's got 13 points in the game. That 3-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains. Grogan going down the left side of the lane for Willow Springs. Falls down and loses the ball out of bounds. Thayer's going to get it back with an 18-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go. You look at this one in the paper in the morning and go, wow, Thayer is good, but this was a very competitive game up until about 5 minutes ago. Here's Curley going to shoot another 3, and it's good! Allie Curley, now with 16 on the night, that is the 3rd Lady Bobcat in double figures, 3rd Lady Bobcat with at least 12 points in the game. Willow Springs will get it outside. Long shot by Stewart up off the rim. No good. Long rebound run down the corner by Allie Curley. Out to Bowers. Oh, long pass up the floor to Hillis for the lay-in. Hillis on the snowbird. She's in double figures. 4 Lady Bobcats in double figures tonight. And it's a 23-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. Willow Springs got it in the corner. Shot out of the corner is up. No good. Rebound Abby Bowers. That's number 15. Rebounds for Abby Bowers, the only Lady Bobcat starter not in double figures. She bounces in the lane to Davis. Davis traveled with the basketball. Yep. She made the catch, and she looked up to shoot, and there was Sigmund standing right in front of her. And now Coach Denny Young going to empty the Lady Bobcat bench. Bowers, Curley, Pierce, and Davis all come off the floor. Savannah Wheeler checks in. Brett Tharp is in. Kinsley Regal is in. Riley Joe Sarl out there with Caden Hillis. Down to a 1:30 to go in the game. Willow Springs with the ball. Grogan with it. Leads it outside. Now down in the corner for Jackson. Jackson cross court with a pass to Collins. Collins back out front. Around the horn it goes to Stewart. Goes to the high post to Grogan. Grogan with a long shot. No good. Rebound taken by Savannah Wheeler for third. Her outlet pass is stolen by Stewart. Stewart going to the lane is going to get fouled with 1:11 to play in the ballgame. Going to the free throw line, Sydney Stewart, number 12. Stewart has not scored in the ballgame for Willow Springs. Thayer leads it by 23 with a minute 11 to play. First free throw is up and no good for Stewart. Now number 11 checks into the ballgame. That is Allie Adams, a sophomore for Willow Springs. So Coach Cox getting everybody involved. Stewart shooting the free throw. Puts this one up, and it is no good. Rebound taken by Riley Joe Sorrow for Thayer. Riley Joe races up the floor, gives to Savannah Wheeler trailing the play, and now to Caden Hillis. She'll run it from out front. We're down to a minute to go. Thayer Lady Bobcats don't have to shoot it. They lead it by 23. Hillis looking to penetrate, goes down the left side of the line of the lane and brings it back out to the wing, still on the dribble. Dribbled away from the defense, and now gets fouled by Mackenzie Collins, number 25. Only one senior on the floor. You got to wonder if Coach Cox will bring her out and give her her due. A senior playing in her last game for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Number 33, Zoe Johnson checks in the game for Willow Springs. Also checking in, Karis Cochran. Thayer will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Riley Joe Sorrell looking in the middle. Nobody open there. And we'll bring it way out front. Almost stolen by Collins. Loose on the floor, and the Willow Springs Lady Bears have got it. Going all the way to the bucket, throwing up a shot, no good. Rebound off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It will be Willow Springs Lady Bear ball. 42 seconds remain in the game. Thayer Lady Bobcats, you can put it in ink now. They're going to the district championship game Saturday night to play the winner of the next game here at Kabul. That'll be the Liberty Lady Eagles and the Licking Lady Wildcats. We had a foul here while we're saying all that. And going to the free throw line, number 11, Allie Adams, a sophomore for Willow Springs. First shot is up and no good. Hit the back of the rim, front of the rim, and fell off the side. She'll shoot another. 41 seconds remain. Free throw on the way. This one is no good. Rebound is volleyed around, run down in the corner by Brett Tharp for Thayer. Brett trying to get out to Regal. Regal has trouble with a handle. Ball loose on the floor. Willow Springs has got it. Number 21, Cochran, swinged it cross court. Grogan fires a long three, and it's good. Emma Grogan has hit a pair of threes off the bench tonight, both of them here in the fourth quarter. And that's a 20-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead, 65-45. Hillis again handles the ball out top. Defended by Collins. They give it up now to Kinsley Regal, Lady Bobcat freshman. As to Hillis, just trying to dribble out the clock, down to 6 seconds to play. Spins away from the defense, 3 seconds. Now picks up her dribble. Collins trying to poke it away from her. What in the world? Anyway, that's the ball game. As the final buzzer goes off, the Thayer Lady Bobcats win it tonight 65-45 over a very game Willow Springs Lady Bears team. Again, Thayer wins it 65-45. They will punch their ticket to the district championship game Saturday at 6 o'clock right here at the Kabul High School Gym. Thayer Lady Bobcats, the number one seed. It was a struggle, but they got it done tonight. We're going to try and get Coach Denny Young up here in just a moment as we'll head to the post-game report. Of course, our post-game report is always brought to you by Thayer Decorating in downtown Thayer. We'll take a break. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards